recorder go and we'll dive into it.
Sweet.
So, I've got to ask, when you did the audition where you had to go and meet with Jennifer in that room and you had to do a dance for her, tell me what about the nerves, because I know you weren't doing, you know, a dance that you would normally, you know, would do. This was something different for you.
Oh, well, actually, like, I did a bit of my own dance, like, because I'm part of this indigenous dance group from Australia called Jukimala. So we do, like, traditional, contemporary, and kind of, we mix our dance into the modern dance, so we make it a bit comedy. But, yeah, I did a little bit of that for her. And, but like in the Nightingale, as you can see, I'm doing a different dance. So I had to learn that dance when I was down at Tasmania.
Was it kind of crazy to realize that Jennifer was going to put the language of the Tasmanian people into the movie? And I mean, that's historical now. It's the first film, you know?
Yes, definitely. Like, a lot of Kani people, like they're regaining their language and their culture, and for me to learn Palakani language and speak Palakani language on the big screen is such a huge responsibility and huge honor to represent.
Was it harder to do those sequences doing the language, or was it harder because of the weather? I mean, what was the hardest part of the shoot for you?
Well, for myself, like, where I'm from in Australia, it's always hot. Like, it's always hot every day. And to go to Tasmania, where, like, the coldest place in Australia, in Tasmania, like, it was so challenging. Like, I couldn't deal with the weather. But I was so committed to telling this story. Well, pretty much all of us was. And also learning Palakani language and getting to do the Palakani scenes, where I speak Palakani, it was hard to remember, but yeah, I kind of challenged myself and went through it, and really proud and happy with it.
You know, I read an interview where you commented that you really wanted to do well in this movie to represent. What made you take this so strongly? What made you want to make this movie?
Well, you know, like, the history of Australia hasn't been told for many, many years. And my elders, I remember my elders fighting to tell this story, this history, trying to open the eyes of the world that Australia, Aboriginal people of Australia exist and that we're here. And like, the history of Australia has completely been whitewashed. And for me to being able to go out and see this film as a platform to go out and open the eyes of the rest of the world is a huge responsibility. And, like, I had to get this role. It was an important story to tell. And it's, like, our story. It's a shared story.
You know, there's so many scenes where it's just the two of you going through the wilderness. How did you connect with Aslan and with Jennifer? I mean, it seems like a small shoot.
Well, before we started shooting, because this shooting was for 3 months and a half, but before we started shooting, Jennifer wanted to meet up with me and Ashley 2 weeks earlier, before the shoot. So we all got together. That way we got to know each other, especially me and Ashley. We got to hang out and talk to each other, get to know each other more, just to have that chemistry. And as you can see, we got, like, amazing chemistry in the movie Nightingale, like Claire and Billy.
As far as tackling the role of Billy, what was the easiest part? You talked to me about the hardest part. What was the easiest part of becoming Billy?
The easiest part is, what's the easiest part? Like, he's a dancer. He's a dancer. He can dance and he can sing. Because where I'm from back home, I can, like, culturally, I sing and I dance. So that was the easiest putt.
When you guys showcased at Venice, you in particular won an award. What was the Venice experience for you, and knowing that you're an award winner now?
Like, I couldn't believe it, even to this day now. Like, what a such an honor to be up there and accepting award from Naomi Watts in Venice Film Festival, the Marcello Mastroianni Award for the New Actor Award. It was just such an honor to be up there with Naomi Watts, Taika Waititi, Guillermo del Toro. Like, it was just... And also, like, there was heaps of amazing other actresses there, directors, producers. Like, it was so shocking to be there. The experience was just amazing.
You know, I don't want to give too much away from one of the scenes, but the scene where you're in the hut with the old couple, can you talk to me a bit about getting to that emotion? Because it's one of the best things I think I've seen all year.
Well, it was a really tough scene, because Jen wanted me to literally show emotion. Like, she actually wanted me to show emotion and cry, have tears. And it was really hard getting into that emotion, but Jennifer, like, she's an amazing director. She, and you know, used to be an actor, amazing actor, and she kind of, before we started shooting that scene, she spoke to me. She in a, like, a room by herself, and she spoke to me. What's the most painful and hardest thing that you've had to deal with in your life? And yeah, I kind of thought of some, like, this one thing that I went through in my life, and that really got me started feeling emotions. And when I started crying, like, tearing up, she was just like, all right, let's do it. And then we started shooting, and, like, I couldn't even believe it myself too. And the people in the room that I was shooting that moment, they was all in tears too, and even Jennifer. And everyone was pretty supportive afterwards, like, gave hugs and all that.
That's definitely a brilliant scene. I'd love to know, Bacali, as far as acting, I know you're a dancer full-time and you dance a lot, but has the acting bug hit you? Do you want to keep doing this?
Yes, I'm definitely looking forward to what the future brings. But one thing I'm really looking forward to in the future is hopefully get to play a role called an Aboriginal Marvel character, Manifold, which has the ability to bend time and space, connecting one piece to another and allowing him to teleport. So I'd love to play the role Manifold. I mean, the work's going up. Pretty exciting.
And Jennifer wants to direct that too, right?
Yes.
That'd be so cool. As far as movies, did you get to watch anything at, like, Venice? Have you seen anything this year that you've liked?
Hobbs and Shaw.
Awesome. Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I definitely love that one.
Are you more a Hobbs Rock or are you more a Shaw Statham?
To be honest, I'm a fan of both. They're my inspiration.
Awesome inspiration. Well, I'd love to know, you know, you brought up about the importance of this movie and showing the history of the country. Was there any scene or scenes that are hard for you to watch now? Like, they're just, I mean, it's a pretty harsh movie.
Well, like, to be honest, I reckon, yeah, definitely the three, you know, rape scenes. Like, to be honest, I've watched the film like 3-4 times now, and just those particular scenes, I don't watch those scenes Like, I literally don't look at the screen.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just hard to watch.
You know, I'd love to know, there's so many with the Thor franchise and obviously, like, Lord of the Rings helped New Zealand, but, like, knowing that Australia, New Zealand have, and Tasmania now have started to really get big names behind it, and if you guys can make this Manifold film, this could be a big deal.
I mean, like, yes, if Marvel comes up with it, or Taika Waititi, that'll be awesome. Like, I'll definitely fight for the role of Manifold.
Well, I'd love to know, you talk about Hobbs and Shaw, but what films are some of your favorite, like, or actors that you love overall?
I'll go with my favorite actor, Will Smith.
What's your...
Will Smith, and also my Australian idol actor, David Goldfillan. So he's an Aboriginal actor from Australia, and he's pretty well known. Always looked up to him.
So cool. What's your favorite Will Smith movie? I've got to ask that.
That's heaps, though. I would go with I Am Legend, I, Robot, After Earth, or Bad Boys, yeah.
As far as the dancing in the film, do you feel like you're going to put more of that style dancing into your current dance group, or do you guys like sticking with what you do?
Oh, well, we've been kind of dancing this type of style for like almost 13 years. But we're definitely working on a new show, and we got a choreographer from LA I think a couple of months ago we had him coming to Australia, and we did a 2 weeks of workshop.
Very cool.
Yeah, so he's an amazing choreographer. His name is Richard Swoop, and yeah, his resume is just so crazy. Like, he's been working with Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, Britney Spears, and just all these amazing singers, artists, and also been in a couple of films like Stump the Yard and You Got Served. And we're so honored to have him on board on working on the new show.
So my last question, I'm gonna put you on the tester here. Can you say any of your lines in the native language that you had in the movie?
Oh my god. I totally forgot. You got me there.
Perfect. Well, Bacali, I love the movie. You did an amazing job, buddy. And I can't wait for people to see it. It's powerful, man. It's beautiful.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. You have a good day.
Gabby, thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bigley, you're all set.